Welcome back to the Midday Show, and I am once again very pleased to welcome another fabulously talented musician to the Midday Show today. I talked to Ginger Wynn earlier, and she is on a double bill at the Falcon tomorrow night with Lost Leaders, and I have a Lost Leader, half the duo that comprises this incredibly talented duo. Peter Cole is with me here. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm a real fan. I arrived real quickly. I arrived at this job like 4 years ago, almost to the day. And, it was a band I had coming from the city I wasn't familiar with yet. And I've just become like your number one fan. So,
wow.
yeah, so it's a joy to bring you on here. Tomorrow night, you and Byron Isaac, who's in your partner in the band, are going to be performing at the Falcon, one of the great venues in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, and then the next Saturday, the 21st, at the
Yes.
Park Theater in Hudson.
Yeah, I know that another venue I really like. That's right across the river from where I live. I'm in Athens, so
right,
theater is just minutes away. Both are great venues. Both are noted for having great sound. Now, without naming names, have you ever gotten to a venue since it just came up where you were just shocked by the bad quality? Has that happened to you guys?
Yeah, and also there's sort of two versions of that, right? There's the
Yeah.
quality the audience hears, and then there's what you hear on the stage,
Oh,
right?
of course.
Those are, of course,
Monitors,
those are
et cetera.
profoundly different. Those are profoundly different. So yeah, there are, obviously highly reflective surfaces are bad. So when you have like a concrete box, it's that tends to be harsh and loud and really unpleasant. But as you say, the Falcon sounds amazing. Park Theater sounds amazing. We only play, that's where we book our tours, is only the best sounding venues.
Yeah. Is it true you guys are also, you're based in Woodstock, or at least were?
Well, spiritually, I suppose. So Byron lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. I didn't
Yeah.
realize that. Okay.
Yeah. I live in Westchester County, where the
What
Volvo
town are
is.
you? Oh, you do not have to say on the air. What am I thinking?
Well, anyway, so yeah, it's, I'm in suburbia where the Volvos roam free, and I mean, but really Lost Leaders was kind of born in Levon's barn,
Right, in the barn.
right? So that, Byron and I had done several things prior to Lost Leaders coming into being. We had a few other projects we'd done sort of on and off, and he was super busy for a while there with Olabel, and I was in a band called Lava Baby, which had to deal with BMG, and we had a bunch of stuff going on, and so we were both really busy, and then we compiled a whole bunch of songs, and we were trying to do something kind of organic. We had one project that we called Lowdowners, which was us with Tony Leone from Olabel, the drummer, and that was more of like a Stonesy, rootsy kind of thing. And then Byron and I had this new set of songs that we had accrued over a period of, I don't know, maybe a year. And then we were able to go up. Levon had us go up to the barn, and we lived there for like maybe 2 weeks. And Justin Gwip, who was, he's a great Hudson Valley producer and engineer and drummer, plays drums in Hot Tuna. And at that time, he was running basically Levon Helm Studios. So he played drums and engineered, and the three of us just kind of like worked around the clock in the barn. We slept up. Well, Justin lives nearby, so he went home, but Byron and I slept in like fold out beds up in the loft areas.
Okay.
And so we did that for a couple of weeks, and that was how the first record came to be.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
it was named Lost Leaders. And then the first gig we played was the Midnight Ramble with Levon
That's amazing, right?
when he was still alive in the summer of
Yeah.
2011. So really, that's where this was born. And we seem to have a good response up and down in the area. So we're in Woodstock a lot. I mean, I guess we feel like a Woodstock band, you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, there's definitely elements of that, yeah, that are part of the origin story and a part of the journey. It's interesting as you describe it. I was thinking how the term side project is almost dispensable at this point because it feels like, a side project for a period of time can become the primary thing that is driving the revenue, perhaps, or just the performances or
Yeah,
what
I mean
have you.
it's a funny
It's all
term.
one. It's all one.
It's a funny yeah, I mean, right, exactly. Like all projects are labors of love, whether they're very successful financially or not, right? I mean, like I don't think anybody in this business is doing this secretly wishing they'd gone to law school. You know what I mean? So like if
Right. Well,
so
it's never too late, Peter.
it is never too late. Yeah, it's true. But yeah, I mean, it's I think Lost Leaders has been an active we've put out a record or some form of music probably every 2 years since its founding. We play all the time, every time we're I mean we do have the logistical hurdles of Lumineers just with Byron being in that. So when they are on tour, our windows of operation are smaller. But
Yes, right.
we do still operate. There's never been a period where we're just sort of like Lost Leaders is on ice and we're not feeding it and then coming, it's always been, no matter what is going on, an active concern, where we're writing, oh, there you go. How old is that one?
5 months almost,
Oh
four or
my
five
God.
months. Yeah.
God bless
Sorry
you.
to interrupt, but
No, not at all. Not at
he's
all.
whimpering because.
Yes. Because that's
Sorry.
what puppies do. Yeah.
Now I have
Yeah.
a, yeah, the dog is comes into the station all the time and
Right.
on Fridays. Call him Freddy Fridays because his name is Freddy. I'm
Right.
sorry we interrupted you.
No. I'm a dog
But
person.
it sounds like also geographically it makes a lot more sense that you might be in Brooklyn or somewhere between, the Hudson Valley and the boroughs
Yeah.
because it makes a lot more sense geographically or rather practically. Yeah, it's all coming
But
together.
we've never been a slave to that either. So the label that we're working with now and our publishing company are out in LA. So we're you know we've
Yeah.
the past couple of years we've been doing little runs out in California.
It's true, but again, it makes sense to maybe to be closer to airports in that way because
Sure.
you're at a distinct disadvantage up here unless you don't mind flying out of Albany. I don't know when this became a travel interview, but related interview, but I'm sorry, I'm more interested in the creative end of it. And you guys are going to be again at on a double bill with the Wynn, who I was speaking with just a little while ago.
Yep.
And how's that going to play out? Are you guys
Yeah,
going
it's
to?
good. So when I get off with you, I'm actually heading up to Kingston and we're going to rehearse with her. So
Nice.
she's going to do a couple songs with us and we're going to do a couple of songs with her. So the
Good.
sets will be, it'll be fun.
It
It'll
kind
be
of.
a little collaborative. Yeah.
It will Lee Falco be joining you guys?
Not on this run. No, he's doing a residency with Sam Smith down at Warsaw in Brooklyn. So
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that.
yeah. So he's not available for these shows. But we've got Conrad Meisner's playing drums with us, who's amazing. And yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
Well, I want to extend an invitation rather that I did to Ginger, and that is that KZE is having their annual holiday party once again at the
Oh,
Falcon
cool.
on Wednesday, December 10th. So you might have conflicts, but the invitation is out there for you and Byron and anyone else. And
Thanks.
you guys are definitely invited. Again, you'll also be at the Park Theater on Friday, the 21st.
Correct.
People can obviously go to Lost Leaders' website. They can also go to liveatthefalcon.com or Park Theater Hudson. I believe it is, and get tickets and details and do yourself a kindness and go check out Lost Leaders
Yeah, I
live.
would call the Falcon show. I understand is sold out, and
Okay.
they are taking sort of wait list names. I'm
Right.
not quite sure how they do it there, but
Understood.
yeah. So, but I believe there are some tickets still available for the
There's always a
Park
way, I should
Theater.
say that. That's
That's
not
what I.
helpful.
There is always a way.
There
Exactly. I don't want to
usually
discourage
is
anybody.
like, yeah, if you just, if it's not, you're willing to take a small risk, you could show just try to get in
Yeah.
because people do make the reservation and then sometimes I understand people things come up, so
Yeah, They're things
Well,
more important than us, amazingly.
have a safe trip up to Kingston
Thank
and
you.
have a great show tomorrow.
Thank
And
you.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for the time.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And Freddie and me and I
Yeah.
appreciate it. All righty. Have a great weekend. This is 98.1 KZE.